We've got the Athletics. We've got the White Sox. It was Mark Burley Day at Guaranteed Rate Field. His number 56 retired before the game. A great day for him, but not so much for the Sox, and we'll show you why. Let's take it to the top of the first. Matt Olson at the plate.
High in the air, deep to right, and that baby's gone. Matt Olson with a big league home run, and the A's lead 2-0.
As he hits his first of his career, congratulations to Matt Olson.
Right field, Garcia's going back. Garcia near the wall, he leaps, and that baby's gone. Brugman has his first big league home run.
The kids are doing the job today in Chicago.
To the track, at the wall, carries, and gone! Franklin Barreto in his Major League debut.
That's got to be a record, right? Three innings and three first Major League home runs? I mean, come on.
8-2, A's lead. Olson has been on base three times. That one is driven to center. Angles back, and that baby's gone. Have a day, Matt Olson.
The Athletics would take this one 10-2. Daniel Gossett gets his first win of the year. Six innings, no earned runs, five strikeouts. The home runs by Olson, Brugman, and Barreto mark the first time in Major League history that three players hit their first career home runs in the same game. Bob Melvin and the Athletics come out way on top against the White Sox on Saturday as they win 10-2, thanks in large part to a few rookie home runs. Here's what Melvin had to say on the victory.
In the future, this is now, right? I guess that is a record, three home runs, but first home runs are right. It's amazing. Okay. And you know, these guys have fed it off each other all the way through the system. They know each other really well and have won together. I mean, more the merrier at this point. And, you know, for Barreto to come off a plane this morning, think he's not in the lineup, next thing he is in the lineup and do what he did is pretty amazing. And I'll tell you what, the first play of the game was a terrific play that he didn't even have to dive for. So this kid's going to be something special.
What was just the feeling in the dugout when Barreto does it? I mean, for the third guy to do it.
Of anybody, you're not surprised. We've seen him go hit homers in his first spring training at bats. So not a total shock, but I think everybody kind of looked around and said, wow, I can't remember that ever happening before. And, you know, we're not walking encyclopedias, but apparently it never has. So, good feeling.
Matt Olson hits the first two home runs of his career in the A's 10-2 victory over the White Sox on Saturday. Here's what Olson had to say.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of special moments for a few guys that we've been playing with. So, it's cool all doing the same day. Yeah, I mean, I can't say that it wouldn't have happened without me, but it was nice to get the first punch there.
Jacob Brugman hits his first ever home run in the Athletics 10-2 victory over the White Sox on Saturday. Here's what Brugman had to say.
Pretty amazing. Not only is my first home run, but it's the first of two other guys that are really close to me. And I couldn't be happier to share the day with those two guys. It's awesome. It's what I think a lot of people have been waiting for. And it's nice to have everyone here that played with, so it's comfortable, and it's just a lot of fun.
After being called up from AAA Nashville earlier in the day, Franklin Barreto hits his first career home run in his second career at bat. The Athletics would go on to win 10-2 over the White Sox. Here's what Barreto had to say.
Yeah, when I first, you know, got here, I was told that I was going to have the day off, so I kind of take a breath, try to relax a little bit. But then when they told me I was going to play, I had to get my focus, regain my focus, and kind of get ready for the game. Just, I can't even explain it. I can't put it into words. I just feel great about it.
Sunday, it's Sonny Gray on the hill for the Athletics. He'll square off against Derek Holland.